This is program number LW1784. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, there are lots of people around us these days who are giving up. I mean, they're giving up on life. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but suicide is now the second highest cause of death among young people around us. Speaking of those, at least in the United States, at least 45 million Americans escape by smoking pot regularly. There are more than 10 million alcoholics among us, and all of these are escape routes. People are giving up on life. When the figures become that enormous, we want to know why. Why are there so many growing tired and are wanting to pull out, wanting to escape, wanting to give up? Well, Dr. Harold M. Volth, a medical doctor who is also the senior psychiatrist and psychoanalyst at the Menninger Foundation in Topeka, Kansas, and who, by the way, is also a rear admiral in the U.S. Naval Reserve, addressed the National Defense Luncheon in Washington, D.C. a few months ago, and he told what he believes is one of the major reasons why people are giving up. He said, and I quote him, "It comes as no surprise to me that suicide is now the second highest cause of death of the young around us, or that loneliness is a national symptom." He said, "These youngsters are lost, are filled with anguish, and finally so overcome by despair that they terminate the most precious gift of all, life itself." He said, "The causes lie within them. Those disturbances were formed," and get this, he said, "were formed by imperfect family life." He said, "Loneliness is becoming a national illness. People are not just lonely because they're alone. They're lonely because they're empty inside. And that comes from not having had a good family life as children." Then he said, "Drug usage among the young is not just a passing fad. It's an expression of the inner condition of the user. The user is seeking escape from loneliness, from life that fills him with anxiety, from despair. The excited state gives him courage. Other drugs lull consciousness. The end result," Dr. Volth said, "is a poisoned human spirit." Talking about these imperfect family lives, Dr. Volth said, "A consistent finding in the drug user is the absent father during the formative childhood years, and the father's absence overstresses the mother who cannot attend fully to her role as mother." In other words, Dr. Volth stresses that the problems lie right within our homes. When a husband and a wife, father and a mother, don't play their distinctive roles as the masculine man and the feminine woman, giving support to each other and to their children, and you can't do that, mom, dad, if you're not around, the end result is too often suicide, drug abuse, alcoholism, to name only a few. And to name some others, Dr. Volth said, and I quote, "In view of the deterioration of family life, it is no wonder that in 1 year, 70,000 assaults were made on teachers, that 100 murders were committed in schools, and that $1 billion worth of property damage was done to schools." He said, "These children are full of rage as a result of emotional deprivations and lack of authority at home." Then he said, mentioning another area, "Venereal disease has reached the epidemic level. There having been 10 million cases reported last year, and that's not to mention the ones that were not reported. Child abuse is skyrocketing with 1,600,000 incidents last year. What's happening," so says Dr. Volth, "is that the parents are passing on to their young people what was done to them when they were young." Hey, let's put God back where He ought to be, in our homes, in our lives. He's the escape. He's hope. He's life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet that I especially want to get into your hands this week. I'm concerned about our families. This pamphlet is called "Our Families Are Under Attack." Write me for it. It's yours free of charge. "Our Families Are Under Attack." Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.